This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Both of Canada's major freight railroads have come to a full stop in a contract dispute with their railway workers, an impasse that could bring a significant economic slowdown to businesses and consumers in Canada and the U.S. if the trains don't resume running soon. The two freight railways, Canadian National and CPKC Railroads, both locked out their employees after a deadline passed at midnight Thursday without new agreements with the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference, the workers' union that represents some 10,000 engineers, conductors, and dispatchers. All rail traffic in Canada and all shipments crossing the U.S. border have stopped, although CPKC and CN's trains will continue to operate in the U.S. and Mexico. Billions of dollars of goods each month move between Canada and the U.S. via rail. There will be other impacts as well, including for the more than 30,000 commuters in Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal, scrambling to find a new way into work because their trains won't be able to operate over CPKC's tracks while the railroad is shut down. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has declined to force both sides into arbitration yet. CN and CPKC railroads want to restrict the workers' unions from negotiating pay and workplace specifics. The railways locked out their employees, but both have said they would end the lockout if the union agreed to binding arbitration. CN had been negotiating with the Teamsters for 9 months, and CPKC had been trying to reach an agreement for a year, the union said. Canada's railroads have sometimes shut down briefly in the past during contract negotiations. Most recently, CPKC was offline for a couple days in March 2022. But it's rare for both railroads to stop at the same time. The impact on businesses will be magnified because both CN and CPKC have stopped. Both CN and CPKC had been gradually shutting down since last week, ahead of the contract deadline. Shipments of hazardous chemicals and perishable goods were the first to stop so that they wouldn't be stranded somewhere on the tracks. Trudeau has been reluctant to force arbitration because he doesn't want to offend the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference and other unions, but he urged both sides to reach a deal Wednesday because of the tremendous economic damage that would follow a full shutdown. The negotiations are stuck on issues like how rail workers are scheduled and the railroads changing rules to prevent fatigue and provide adequate rest for train crews. Both railroads had proposed shifting away from the existing system, which pays workers based on the miles in a trip, to hourly pay. Similar quality of life concerns about demanding schedules and the lack of paid sick time nearly led to a U.S. rail strike 2 years ago, until Congress and President Joe Biden intervened and forced the unions to accept a deal. The Montana Public Service Commission has unanimously declined Northwestern Energy's recent rate adjustment application, marking the second rejection this month, but not necessarily because the PSC was protecting Montana consumers, but because Northwestern's July 10th rate case application failed to meet the Commission's minimum filing standards. The PSC previously identified multiple deficiencies in the filing on August 6th, detailing 9 issues that impaired the assessment of the application's merits. Northwestern was given 2 weeks to address the concerns, but failed to provide more information. Now Northwestern Energy has an additional week to meet minimum filing standards. If they don't, the rate increase request will be rejected. If approved, new electric and natural gas rates will take effect in April of next year. Average electric customers' rates would increase $9.11, an 8.28% increase, and average natural gas customers would pay an added $8.84, a 17% increase from July of this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.